hook me up to wires, but they found out when they hook me up to wires, I get animated and the wires all fly all over the place, and that's the end of that. Hallelujah. Maybe we could turn to Matthew. Start off with this morning. Matthew, and what do I have? 46, it says. I'm sorry, 1346. Yeah, 1345. God is good.
All the time.
And the Lord is taking... It's really interesting because the Lord is taking me out of circumstances and putting me in His joy. His joy. His peace that passes all understanding. And here I am standing up here, multiple myeloma or whatever, and God is good.
Amen.
One day. What is that song that old Assembly of God? Soon and very soon we are going to see the King.
Amen.
You know, that's the blessed hope. That's the blessed hope. And if He doesn't catch me up in the sky to be with Him when the trump blows, that means I get to go before. And it's all good. It's not a dirge. It's the truth. It's eternity. It's where we live. Let's look at this. What I say?
1345.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, and who, when he had found one pearl of what?
Great price,
went, sold all that he had, and bought it. Praise God. He went and he said, wait a minute. I want this pearl. I'll sell everything I have. You guys can sit if you feel like it. I'll sell everything I have. Thanks for that. But to have that pearl of great price. You know, Steve and I joke about the word geo, which is earthly and worldly, cosmos. The cosmos. We're called out of that stuff. God has called us. We are strangers and aliens in this land. Right? We are ambassadors. That means we're not part of where we're at.
The world, right?
We're part of something else. We are ambassadors for Christ. Am I to the point, no, to sell everything I have? Because I have looked and I said, wait a minute. This pearl is much more valuable than anything I've seen around here.
Amen.
I want to sell it all that I might have the pearl of great price. What is the pearl of great price?
Jesus.
That's right. Jesus. It's the kingdom of our Father. It's the kingdom of God. It's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want Him. And the more time goes on, I hope you're all with me on this. I want Him more.
Amen.
And I'm hoping that tomorrow I'm going to want Him more than that. It's a thing that has evolved. We are transformed from glory to glory into His image. We are being changed. Metamorphosis, right? Mm-hmm. I was a caterpillar, but now...
It's a butterfly.
Right? Totally different thing. Totally changed. It's not like you can't even find the caterpillar and the butterfly. You know, we have been changed. We are new creations in Christ. It is the pearl of great price. What's the heart of the pearl of great price? God's agape, love. That's what does it all. Isn't that right? That's what does it all. When I look at the love, I say, well, This is better than anything I've ever seen before. Hallelujah. I wanted us to look today at the joy of the Lord.
Praise God.
You know why? I mean, in introduction, I hope you see where I'm going here. But in what I have introduced is saying, wow, this is fantastic. I give up everything. You can even have my car, even though it's an executive model. I've never had an executive model, but I don't care because I could give it up just like that if the Lord calls me to do it. Because I don't really care. What I care about is my walk with the King.
Amen.
My walk with my Heavenly Father. Jesus came to deliver us from our sins and to take us to Father. It's all set up to take us to Father. Why does Father care about whether we come? Agape. L-O-V-E. I mean, if you put it in one word, that's it. So let's look. Let's look at a few things. I was thinking of that scripture in, I think it's around Hebrews chapter 2. But it says, how can you neglect so great a salvation? Right? I want all the way in. Jesus says, either you are for me or you are. No man can serve two masters. I don't want to serve two masters. The more I'm here, the more I pretty much dislike everything I see. So the joy. Nehemiah 8:10. We'll start right with the one we're familiar with. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Nehemiah 8:10. Before Psalms, right? Yeah. I have trouble seeing some of these letters. Somebody chime in and help me out. So far I'm doing okay though. Let's start with verse 9. 8:9. Okay. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. What day is holy to you? Every day is holiness to the Lord.
Amen.
This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the records, the words of the law. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law and translated into God's dear kingdom through the blood of Jesus, because He paid the price for us that we might be set free and accepted into the kingdom. Joy. Then said they unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Sounds like rejoicing, doesn't it? Let's have a party, right? For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. What is that joy? The joy has to come from something. We just don't have joy for no reason at all. There's a reason to be joyful. Isn't that right? Any kind of joy, you got to have some kind of reason to be joyful. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We've been freed from the curse of sin. We have been set free. And That makes me glad. The word actually in the Old Testament means joy or gladness. There's nothing hard about that. I'm glad. Did we sing He Has Made Me Glad today? Did we sing that today? He has made me glad. Hasn't He? Amen. He has made me glad. I was 25 years old and doing some of the stuff you were talking about, sipping and the ceiling spinning around. And I'm laying there after I came home from my fraternity with my fraternity brothers down in Louisiana. And I'm looking up and everything is spinning. And I said, there's got to be something more to life than this. It was good when I was down at the local place shooting pool with all my friends. But now I'm home and the ceiling is spinning and I know the next step is the bathroom. There's got to be something better than that. Right?
Amen.
That's a something that appears like light, but it's really
darkness.
And John 1 says He has called us out of darkness into His, not light, but marvelous or glorious. Is it glorious? Glorious, whichever. They're both good, right? Light. He's called us out of that. He says, what are you doing in there, Jack? Get out of there. Come on, I got a pearl of great price to show you. It's a good. It makes me glad. So since I've been 25, I've had my ups and downs, but basically since I've been 25, I have spent my time walking with the King. What did He say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What? To set the captives free. To open prison doors. To make the blind to see.
Make the bed stop spinning.
And make the bed stop spinning. Right? He's called me out of all that ugliness because He has come for a purpose. What is to make the blind to see? It's salvation.
That's right.
And salvation is multifaceted. He saved me from my sin, but He's also saved me from my evil ways. He saved me from getting caught up in things that bind me so I can't get loose anymore. You ever been there? I know I have.
Amen.
You know, I have the ability to see now where once I was blind. Now I see. You know, He opens the prison door. How many people are in prison? Everybody, you see.
Amen.
Everybody out there who don't have Jesus in their heart, they're all in prison. You know, we watch, turn TV on, and the prisoners in Phoenix or something. And I'm going, shh. All I have to do is walk out the door.
Amen.
And I see prisoners. They're all prisoners. Because there's only one way to be free. He who has the Son has life,
right?
And He's the one who gives us the freedom. He's the one who gives us the freedom. There's only one way to be free, and that's to be in the kingdom.
Amen.
Of God. The kingdom of God. If you're outside the kingdom of God, you are in bondage. You are locked up. You can't see. You can't hear. Right? Doesn't He say, He who has ears to hear, let him hear? You can't see because of. And then He says, why don't you understand? He says to His disciples, why don't you understand what I'm saying? Is your heart hard? I don't know if you ever had a hard heart. I think we all have.
Yes.
Just say something that hurts me. What happens inside of me? Right? But God has called us out of that stuff because it's not about me anymore. It's about the kingdom of my Father. And the kingdom of my Father manifests the things of the kingdom of heaven, which is not hard-hearted. It's being soft. To be a servant. To be loving. To walk in the things of the pearl of great price. You know. For the joy of the Lord is your refuge, is your stronghold, is your fortified location, is your shelter. That is strength, isn't it?
Yes.
That is strength. You know, what does it say in, I think it's in Proverbs, you know, that the righteous, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's a fortified place, by the way, that the righteous run into and they are. Let's not neglect so great a salvation. You know, let's not stand on the line. Let's not be halfway, double-minded. But let's be walking with the King, serving Him. He's made me glad. He has delivered me. So someday, is it soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King. You know, the thought came to me this morning that the Lord has promised us 70 years. 70 years. He's promised us 70, according to the word in Psalms. And I've got 74. You know? But I tell you what, if He wants to go ahead of schedule, I'm not resisting Him. I'm not resisting Him. If He wants me to go 80, I'm not resisting Him. It's all in His hands.
Amen.
I was complaining to the Lord today, in a way. I got up at 4, like I usually do, to prepare. And I couldn't do it. I just didn't have the energy. I got like about 2 hours in, about 6:30. And I was totally wiped out. Totally wiped out. I was up all night doing stuff. And so I said, Lord, You used to allow me to really get into the Hebrew and the Greek and study these things. And the Lord says, I haven't taken that away from you. He says, however, You have My word. And I started, and then He started giving me these different heroes of the faith, men of God in the past who have walked with the Lord. And I remember how they evolved from when they were started. They'd take you to Nehemiah and Psalms and then Matthew, and we're going to do a little of that today. But after a while, when they got older, it seemed like they did less of that. And they just started sharing from their heart. And what were they sharing?
The Word.
The Word. They were sharing the Word. It's just that they didn't dissect Matthew 12, verse 15. Either way is good. But if I have Thy Word, have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against Thee. Ooh, what is that saying? You know, man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. It's a heart relationship. I have hid His word in my heart. I may not have every single verse in my heart, but I have a lot of the word, and it's right in there. It's right in there. And guess what happens out of that? I don't want to do those ugly things anymore. I don't have time for that foolishness anymore. It's ugly, and I don't care for it. But more than that, what? I want to do what He wants me to do. That's more important than not wanting to do the other stuff.
Amen.
Because if I spend my time doing the will of God, I don't have time to do.
That's right.
Right? And that's where I go. It's the more I do the will of the Father, the will of my Lord. He said, come follow Me, didn't He? Mm-hmm. That means come do what I do. Hang out with Me. Learn what I like and do it. Like what I like. Hate what I hate. And walk, come follow Me. You know? That's where I want to be. I want him to say, look at my brother Steve. Man, I'm so pleased with the way he's walking with me. You know? Is he perfect? Far from it, the Lord would say. But look at his heart. Look at his heart. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. What's going on with your heart between the Lord? And if you know, you can't hide from him. You can go to the deepest depths, to the highest place, right? You can't run from his presence everywhere you go. He's there. So you might as well be just an open book before him and just talk to him straight, because he already knows anyhow. And it's good. It's all good. So, is that joy?
Amen.
You know? That strengthens me. That's joy. The joy of the Lord. So great a salvation. What a pearl of great price. I'm happy in the Lord. I'm glad. I rejoice Him. And the next thing from that joy is to praise Him. Right? To rejoice and then praise Him, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Isaiah 12, 3 and 4. Very short chapter. I didn't know that till today. What's the rest of the verses? Oh, it stops. And be a good chapter just to take in entirely if you get a chance. But we're going to read verses 3 and 4. Therefore, let's go to verse 2. I can't do this. Behold, God is my
salvation. That's right.
There is no other salvation. There's no other way to be saved. There's no other way to enjoy the fullness of life that God created you for. He is my salvation. I trust Him. I will trust Him. I will trust Him. And guess what? I trust Him.
I do trust Him.
I trust Him. And not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. And if you rode with me down the road on my way to different places as I drive, you'd know that He's my song. I hope He's your song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, because of that, with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation, pearl of great price. And in that day shall ye say, praise Him, praise Him, praise the Lord. He is so good. His mercy endures forever. I love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And tomorrow I'm going to love Him more. He is the joy of my life. He is the one who supplies all my needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. He is the chief cornerstone that I build my whole life on. Right? What does the guy do? He's building a house. Right? One builds on sand, the other builds on
a
rock. And I think it says, and he digs deep. Digs deep. Don't be just satisfied with some sort of surface thing. He digs deep, right? And the winds came and the rains and all that kind of stuff, and it went against the house just like it went against the house that was built on the sand, except could not move the house because it was founded upon the rock. What is the rock?
Jesus.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. He is the chief cornerstone of the whole thing. He is the head. We are the tail. And I like it that way. I like it that way. I don't need to be a big boss. I used to think I did. You know, I don't need to be telling people what to do. It's just good to sit here, enjoy my brothers and sisters in the Lord. You know, to go home. And my brother says, you got my tool? I said, I don't think so. He says, oh yeah, that's my tool. I said, take it. What do I care? That's not important to me. That's world stuff. If I need it bad enough, I can go borrow it back, or I can go down to Calicoon Supply and talk to Tool Time Tim, you know, and get me a tool, right? It's irrelevant. It is world stuff. And what is important is that I get to say to my brother, hey, Scott, you know, you said you came to the Lord at one time, you know. How about walking with him? Where are your children going to church? These kind of things. Not in a judgmental way, but because I love them. I have the love of God in me, and I want my neighbor, my brother, my friend, you know, to see the light. To come to the light. Hallelujah. Because that's salvation. And that salvation brings joy into my heart. And because I have the joy of the Lord, what happens when you first get saved? You become like a beast. Man, I got to tell you what happened to me. You know, come on. Now listen to me. I'm going to tell you. You know, and you should be locked up, you know, for a few months until you settle down and then set free to share the gospel. What is gospel?
Good news.
Good news. The good news. Gospel means good news. News. The gospel of the kingdom. Craig?
Gospel is an acronym. God's only Son purchased eternal life.
That says it, doesn't it? He purchased it for me. Luke 2:10. You and me. Hallelujah. And the angel shows up to tell the shepherds what had happened, right?
Yep.
And the angel said unto them, fear not, I'd be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto just a few people. All people. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anybody. No requirements. It's good news of a great joy. Good news of a great joy. What is it? That's so great a salvation. That pearl of great price that turns my morning. So here I am feeling bad for myself because I can't study the way I used to. Maybe the Lord will give me an opportunity again. Maybe He won't. But guess what? I have His Word hid in my heart. And if He says that's enough for me, it is enough for me. And He said, and He also added to that, and he said something like this. You need to learn how to walk in the Spirit more. Because, you know, if you have the Word, you could become very legalistic if you're not careful. Right? Well, the Word says this. And then I can quote John, 1 Corinthians 13, word for word. And what do you have? Very possibly could have a person who's good at memorizing who has a bunch of words in their head. Right? But the person whose heart is turned to the Lord is what He's looking for, isn't it? That's what He's looking for. It's good news. Good tidings of great joy. Great joy. Hallelujah. And that's the joy. And the Lord was basically saying something to me in this thing. He waited till yesterday to open this up so I could share it today. You know, He likes to do that to me. But There is a joy that we need to recognize just all what that pearl of great price is and enter into that joy more fully. More fully. It's just there. It's there. The joy of the Lord, the peace that passes all understanding, right? They're all there to be had. And I've been in some joy, but the Lord says, I'm calling you out. What do they call that in Ezekiel? Water to
swim.
Water to swim in. You know, you go out ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. And then the Lord says, come on out further. And Ezekiel says, and I found water to swim in. I want all the joy of the Lord that I can take. And it's a good place. The peace of passes on. Why do I have the peace? The kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and in the Holy Ghost. Why do I have peace and joy? Were you going to say something?
No.
Well, other than the fact, because you have Jesus.
Right. Righteousness. Yeah. And He is my righteousness, Amen. Right? Righteousness. Now I am right before God my Father.
There you go.
That's what righteousness means, being right. There's only one way to be right is if you have accepted God's way. God's way is right. Any other way is? It's very simple. Righteousness is being right. To do the right thing. What is the right thing? There's only one right thing. It's to do things the way God wants them done. And Jesus is my righteousness. And when Jesus is my righteousness, peace and joy and the Holy Ghost enter in. Enter in. It's salvation.
Amen.
Right? It's salvation. Having Jesus is having salvation. Right? And that's the only thing that completes me. John 15:11. Hope I'm not overdoing this.
Okay.
John 15:11. Look at a couple here in John. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain. God's will is that we have His joy. Might remain in you, and that your joy won't be partial. Right? Won't be limited. It'll be complete. It'll be full. Filled to the brim. Filled to overflowing. So, God does not do things halfway, does He?
That's right.
If you just read the Gospels, you'll see the expressions of extreme all over the place referring to the will of God. He always does things to full, or to overflowing, or to into excess. It's always more than. And He wants us to have joy. How much? More than. Full. Complete. So here's my brother Tim walking down the street. La, 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 praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, isn't it so good to be saved? You know, I just love the Lord. Now, we don't do that too much, but we can have that in here.
Amen.
Can't we?
Yes. Amen.
And sometimes we can do it that way.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't. And know what the Holy Spirit's leading you to do. But we're filled to overflowing with the joy of the Lord. And that's my, what, Nehemiah? That's my
strength.
That's my strength.
That's right.
I think it'd be a good thing to have a little bit of overflowing joy.
Yes.
He is my strength.
Amen.
He is my strength. Know what the neat thing about salvation is? If I have 40% joy, tomorrow I can have 43.
Yes.
Could I have 39? Absolutely. But I choose not to go that way. It's a choice. I choose not to go that way. I'd rather have 43. And then maybe the next day, 48. You know? Obviously, it's an important thing. If Jesus says that my joy might be in you, that joy might be full. That sounds important. Important for the child of God. Next chapter, 16:22.
Same book, John.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What did I say, 22?
Mm-hmm.
And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no more taketh from you.
Amen.
Why would they be afraid, sad? Why would they have sorrow?
Jesus was going to be crucified.
Jesus was exiting, wasn't he? He was going to die on the cross and be gone. But do you remember what Jesus said back in around verse 16? Don't get too uptight, because I'm going away. But if I go away, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who comes to help us, the Empower, the one who gives us dynamite power, dunamis, right? I am the one who comes to your side to guide you. So, Jack, when you're struggling because you're not strong and you're trying to get in the Word, don't struggle with that, Jack. It's my power, my comfort for you. And I'm so glad that you have taken the time before this to take in the Word. Was it James 1? Receive with meekness the engrafted Word of God that is able to save your soul. I think that's James 1:21, right? Receive how? With
meekness.
I don't have the answers. If you don't give me the answers, Lord, I won't have them. But as I spend time in your Word, and I know that you're going to speak to me through your Word, I'm going to be able to receive what you have for me. That's what was happening to me today. It was so rich. It was so rich. Romans 14:17. I already got it, Steve. Okay, we just read this earlier, but let's look at it. We quoted it earlier. What is the kingdom of God not? It's not the physical stuff. And does God use physical things? Absolutely. That doesn't mean I shouldn't go out and eat a steak, or have a hamburger, or an ice cream cone. But that's not where it's at. Right? It's not drink. But what is it? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There is a higher level of living, isn't there? It's called walking with the King. It is called walking in the kingdom of God. He says the kingdom of God, Jesus said this, the kingdom of God is with you and shall be in you. Guess what's in me? He was with me, but guess what? He's in me. The kingdom of God is in me because the mystery of the kingdom is in me. And what is the mystery of the kingdom? Come on. Pardon? Go ahead. Christ in
you,
me, the hope of glory. That's the mystery of the kingdom. It says it two or three times in Colossians. The mystery, because it doesn't make any sense. Jesus, who walked the earth like a grown man, he's in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But in the kingdom of God, these things are possible. And I have him in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me too. Right? And so now I don't walk the way I used to. I have been put under control by someone I deeply desire to be controlled by. And I find joy in that. I find joy in that. Because any other way is darkness. And he's the light. 15, verse 13. Just got a few more verses here. This really blessed me, this verse. Now the God, what? Of hope. What kind of God is he? A God of hope. He's a God of hope. He's called, we call him the blessed hope. Right? The blessed hope. Because he has brought me out of darkness into his life, and I now have salvation, and I'm free. Now the God of hope fill you. Remember I talked about the extremes? Fill you with partial joy.
All joy.
Right? All joy. And peace. There's the word peace again. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Right? How in?
Believing.
You know that one guy is talking to Jesus in one of the Gospels, and he says, I believe, help thou. And that's what he does for us. That's exactly what he does for us. Because the more I walk with him, the more he has helped my unbelief and brought me into a place of believing more than I ever did before. Was it song, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I will not be moved. Because I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Holy Spirit and in the Father. And he has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has saved me, utterly saved me, and brought me into this brand new place. And I said, wow. Hey, get rid of all that other stuff here. You want it? I don't even sell it. I recommend you don't buy it from me. Just let me throw it in the dump. Because I have this pearl. I have this pearl. Would you like the pearl? You know, sell all that he have. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope. You see the extremes? Abound in hope through the power, the dunamis, the dynamite of the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 12:2. Joy, joy, joy. What did I say, 12?
Yes, 12.
Here's our example. Right? Because who are we talking about here?
Jesus.
Our Lord Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, the beginner and the completer, okay, of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, Selah, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised that. Shame's no big deal for what we're getting out of this. Is despised the shame and is now set down at Father's right hand. Right? Because the biggest thing in the kingdom of God is to be a giver. That's the glory. And that's what brings Jesus joy. That he died for Eileen. Right? That he died for Eileen. That was his all-consuming desire. And he could endure the cross and despise the shame because he brought Eileen into the kingdom through it.
Hallelujah.
Right? Jesus, agape, is straight arrow.
Amen.
Agape means I love you and there's no conditions. No conditions. What is the conditions for salvation? Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I accept.
That's right.
Period. End of game. That's it. Just say yes. No conditions. There's no work. The law was work, wasn't it? Do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. But in the kingdom, the new covenant, Jesus did it all so that I could just say yes. Totally different situation. And he said, that's my compelling desire to bring you into the kingdom. Cross, shame, I can handle it. I can handle it. For Tim, I can handle that. I'll do that for him. You know? Because, and I say, whoa! Joy unspeakable.
Amen.
Joy unspeakable. That was Hebrews, right? 1 Peter 1:8. We're almost done now. Two verses, I think, maybe three. Verse 8. Let me read. I'm reading. No wonder. Okay. Whom having not seen, ye agape. You love him. Right? For in whom, though now we see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Do we see Jesus? No, we don't see him. What was it? Was Thomas the one who doubted? He said, blessed are those who don't see and yet believe. But I'll tell you what, he's here. He's with me. And we always quote the scripture, he will never leave me nor forsake me. But I'm a believer. I'm a believer. And I love being a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 John 1:4. Here we go in the extremes again.
1:4?
Yes, sir. What's the will of God? See, whenever you see something and it says, this is what we would like to see happen in your life, and it's in the Word of God, we know that that is the will of God. It's God's will. So John writes this, and we thank God for John, but we're hearing the will of the Father, the will of the Holy Spirit, the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1:4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. If it isn't full, what? Get it full. It's not hard. He's got it. It's right there in the pearl, and you have the pearl. So all you have to do is apprehend it. If you're having a little trouble, ask, and he will show you how to do it. He will show you how to receive the joy, the peace that passes all understanding. How many need the peace that passes all understanding? Now, I'm not fully in the peace that passes all understanding. Got a pretty good amount of it. But the peace that passes understanding to 100% degree, God's going to open that up. It's the kingdom. It's where we live. It's where he's bringing us. Okay, Jude. And I think this is the very last. Oh. Yeah, let's just go to Jude 24. Praise God. Maybe Jude 24, okay? Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Who is that?
Jesus.
And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. What kind of joy? Exceeding joy. Do you see how all these adjectives are in extremes? Exceeding joy. He's going to bring us. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 25 just before we pray. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Before we pray, I want to give a testimony at the end of the service now.
Yes.
Because this, the word that you just had, it's been on my heart as I got the word of the Bible all week. Single-mindedness is
yes.
What the Lord has put on my heart.
Yeah.
Single-mindedness. And today as Walt stood up there and said, listen, you don't need alcohol, you don't need even drugs or any idols that get in your way.
Exactly. That's right.
Single-minded for peace and joy.
While he was talking, I was thinking the same thing.
It's single-mindedness. So
that's right.
This is for the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for his confirmation.
That's right.
This is the deal. You got to be in the Word to get the confirmation.
Thinking of that
confirmation. Thank you.
Old recording of Keith Green's that is called No Compromise. No Compromise. I don't have time for that foolishness anymore. I found something that is much better than that. And I'll never let go. Who said that? Don Francisco. I'll never let go of his hand. I'll never let go of his hand. Why should I? Why should I have got this great relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth? Lord, I thank you, Father, for your glory and your mercy towards us. I thank you for joy unspeakable. I thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, bring us deeper and deeper into those things that are manifest in your kingdom. And help us, Lord, just to throw in the dung heap those things that fall short of the light of your glory. Lord, help us, Father, to be those who walk by your Spirit. And not by circumstances, that they don't rule us, that the things of this world don't rule us, but you are our ruler. You are the one we love with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so we pray that this joy that you have put in our heart would grow and grow, that we be filled with your joy. We know it is the perfect will of yours. We've seen it clearly in Scripture, and we desire to be strengthened by your joy in Jesus' name. I pray your blessing on my brothers and sisters. This week I pray that you fill them with your power, that they might walk in that newness of life that you have so beautifully laid out for us. And I pray that we would all get an opportunity to share the hope that lies in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jack.
Amen.
Now we're going to have our closing song. Praise God.